Welcome to the Graveyard Girls podcast with Amelia and Natasha. Hey, it's Natasha. Just before the episode begins, I just wanted to jump in and say this episode is a bit dark, so listeners might not be comfortable with the idea of this. We just wanted to do the history of torture. We tried to make it a little light-hearted if we could, but if that's not for you, then we understand if you want to skip this episode. But yeah, let's get weird. It's all about torture in this episode.
Yes. A good bit of torture.
I was gonna I wasn't sure whether to do a full one or like a top 10 medieval tortures, or but then I found like over 30 different ways.
We've got to cover all of them.
So we're gonna do one long one.
Yeah.
And then I think I might have missed some out because I found some this morning that I didn't have time to write up. So that might be in a second
episode. Two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can have a part two.
Yeah.
We can have a part 100 if we find even more.
So I found lots of medieval tortures you can do, I think. I think you'd like...
Will I approve?
Yes, I think you would. Okay. There's some very funny named ones.
Oh, even better. So I'm going to have the giggles, basically.
Yeah, I think we're going to have giggles because... Although it's not a laughing matter, it's going to sound funny.
Okay.
So I'll start off with the Iron Maiden.
Okay.
So not the band.
Oh, okay. So, is this where they've derived from?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it might be. I assume so. So this one looks like it's the upright sarcophagus, similar to the Chokey in Matilda.
Oh, I did. I kind of wish they'd actually have those in school because there's a few people I quite like to put in one of those.
Yeah, me too. I'd probably be in one, but for no reason.
Yeah, you've not actually done something. You know when you get told off for not actually doing something?
Yeah.
And you think, this time I was actually behaving myself.
But here's the thing. I was clearly doing something.
Yeah.
But my friend got told off. And I was just sat there like, I was just like, no.
Yeah, we'll just watch the person suffer, it's fine.
But it wasn't suffering. It's just like, they called them out rather than me.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was clearly them. clearly me. And I was just like, oh.
It's because you look so innocent, Natasha. You can get away with murder.
I can get away with murder.
And torture, apparently.
Okay. The Iron Maiden was an enclosed structure lined with spikes that would entirely surround the person. Now, I don't know if the spikes were on the floor as well.
Okay.
So it's just all the way around. So people were left inside for a terminable amount of time, just standing up until they start to lean or fall against the spikes.
I was about to say that, did they wait till they got tired?
Yeah. So I don't believe this led to death, but they were just left in there for a very, very long time. And then maybe they succumbed to starvation.
Ooh.
But I don't think that. I think it was just, they were just left in there for like punishment.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah. But then they could have got wounds from the spikes and then that could have been infectious and then they might have
died from a secondary infection.
Yeah.
I also like the idea as well, like, not that I don't know how sharp those spikes are. I should imagine very spiky. But at the same time, maybe if initially you lightly leaned on them first and distributed your weight,
yeah,
it's not going to be sharp enough to pierce all the way through you.
No.
But actually you've saved the issue of getting tired later on and then falling back into a spike.
Mm.
You've already distributed your weight. So even though it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, so kind of like acupuncture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know whether... Because some spikes, even though you know if you hit them at a force, like you would be impaled. Hurt, yeah. But actually, if you lean again, because they're not a spike on the end, it's maybe slightly blunt on the end.
Yeah, because
if you needed to scratch yourself.
Yeah, because from what I've seen on documentaries and stuff, they look like really thick spikes, kind of squarish.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So at the end, it's kind of a rounded end.
Yeah, it's not pointy.
Yeah.
So it's just like...
That's what I sort of imagine. Like, imagine if it was hurt. You know, if like you were falling asleep and you just suddenly like fell back onto it, yes, it would be uncomfortable. It'd jolt you back up. But maybe if you leaned against them almost as soon as you went in, if you gradually did it, it's not the same, but you know when you get in the bath and the water's
it's
a bit
too hot.
Yeah. And you're like, I'll ease myself in it by doing this. Yeah. It's not hot for some reason.
It's funny when it's like really hot. Yeah. But yeah, no, I thought I'd kind of write it in a way that least torture first.
Okay.
But then it gets a bit blurry towards the end.
Okay.
So the most torturous one might not be the one I end on.
Okay.
But they're not great.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't think I really want any of them, because I should imagine if you're a bit tired, being forced to stand in this forever.
This first one doesn't sound too bad.
No, so far, out of all the torture methods, I think if I could pick one, maybe, I might roll this. Yeah,
there's some disgusting ones.
Yeah. This is like proper torture, like it is to torment you. It's not actually to almost injure you, it's just frustrate you.
Yeah, I'd pick this one, I think. There's a similar one to it, which is next up. So that one is the iron chair. So victims would be forced to sit on the chair that had hundreds of sharp spikes, and then restraints began to be progressively tightened, forcing the spikes deeper into the flesh.
Ooh.
This could go on for hours, sometimes days. The spikes didn't penetrate any major organs, and the blood loss was minimal until the person was freed from the chair. And obviously the spikes were keeping all the blood in. So as soon as they left the spikes, the blood began to pour out.
Because I didn't know if it was more like it was like a crushing thing. So like almost like you said, like dual spikes at the end. Yeah. And it's more, it's trapping in between. So it gives really severe bruising rather than piercing the skin. How I sort of imagined it.
I think they pierce a little bit.
Okay, but not all the way through. So like, it's not like if it got like your femoral artery.
No.
Bleed to death.
No. The chair was also used for psychological torture. Other victims would confess to crimes after being forced to watch other prisoners be tortured by the chair.
I mean, yeah, to be honest, you imagine if you're watching other people get tortured and they said, you don't confess, you're next, you'd be a bit like, especially that, it doesn't look too bad. And then like 2 days in and the person's about half dead and you'd be like, no, actually, I don't want to do that.
You're like, yeah, here's the thing. I actually,
it wasn't me, Natasha thing. Committed the crime.
That's not confessing. Okay, we're heading to Italy for our next one. This one is called the Judas Cradle or the Judas Chair.
Mm-hmm.
So using rope, a prisoner would be lowered onto a pyramid-shaped seat.
Ooh.
With the point inserted into the anus or the vagina, and they would be weighted down so the point would stretch them, resulting in permanent damage. In many cases, the victim would succumb to the rips in the muscle tissue that became infected. Other times, more weight would be added to facilitate the effect, resulting in death by impalement.
This reminds me of Vlad the Impaler.
Yes.
So if you haven't listened to that episode, maybe go back and have a little listen.
Ooh,
to that one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But this is more a pyramid.
The same, but it's still impaled.
Yeah, there's lots of...
I think it's bad enough, you know, when you sit down or something, you'd be like, ooh!
there's lots of genitalia punishment because, well, yeah.
But it is because you think how sensitive it is.
Yeah. There's a similar device, and that was the Spanish donkey, which was a triangular board that a person would sit on, which was usually a female. And she would be forced to straddle the Spanish donkey, and the foot were putting their full weight on the crotch area, and then weights would added to the feet.
Ooh.
And then they would be split open.
What?
Yeah. So
I think that might be worse than childbirth. I mean, I know you can split front to back, but Jesus Christ.
I know, because imagine that on your...
Oh, no. No, because it would be, like, right at a point. Yeah. As soon as you sit on it, you'd be like... If you had to get on it yourself, you'd be, like, gently lowering.
And then you get forced down with the weights. You're like, oh
no. Because I'm presuming they start off, to make it a proper torture, they start off with really little weights. You'd be like, it's not this bad.
Probably no weights. Yeah, probably no weights at all. You're like, oh, this is fine. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Some more.
Oh, no. Because I imagine it as well, like, being a point, but almost like a blade as well.
Yeah. I don't like any of this.
It's making me feel a bit funny. As in, like, I can almost feel it.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you mean. There's some very funny named ones coming up. I've just noticed the one after this one. It'll make you laugh. But first up, we have the Pear of Anguish.
Oh.
Yeah. So this was a small pear-shaped device that would be placed inside the orifice of a person.
Right.
The least gruesome way was maybe it inserted into a person's mouth and then gradually expanded. Yeah. But it expands. So it's a small metal pear-shaped thing.
Right.
And it has a device where you open it out.
Oh, like a petal, like a flower opening it up. Okay. Yeah.
And then if that's in your mouth, that causes your skull to shatter. And then the other region they would put it in would be in your anus or vagina again.
Mm.
And then that would be expanded, which was rarely fatal, but it was excruciating.
Like women could probably take that a bit better.
Yes. And this would obviously cause them to be stretched out.
Yeah.
And then that would be permanently damaged as well.
I mean, yeah, you're not returning after that.
But yeah, I think I would prefer it the other end rather than the skull, because it's fractured.
Yeah, because you imagine, like, it's bad enough having a headache.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know if your skull fractures, you might, you know, shatter your brain in the process, so it kills you altogether. Whereas if you survive the others, you're just walking around with a bucket.
Yeah. So, yeah, you will...
I mean, it might be easy for you to give birth afterwards. It would just fall out.
The baby's trying to brace itself. So, yeah, if it's in your head, your skull will obviously shatter, and then that would kill you. Can you imagine that
pressure first? Because I feel like it would be a really intense headache.
Yeah.
Until, like, you go pop.
All here, and then you just, you hit the cracks. And then you're dead.
I mean, I think that would be maybe nicer.
Yeah, rather than in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. But like you said, women might be able to take it a little bit. I'm not sure how far it stretches out.
So maybe they went with the mouth for the women, because they quickly cottoned on that women were taking it a bit better than men.
What, up the urethra?
Yeah.
So, they didn't do that to the men. Maybe they should have done.
Yeah, maybe. Started off with, like, a smaller pair initially, obviously. And they
Okay, next, are you ready for a giggle? This one is the Spanish tickler.
Ooh.
So this device looks like Wolverine claws or Freddy Krueger's hands.
Oh, okay.
It was a set of claws that dug into the skin and all the way down to the bone, and then it was yanked, pulling away the flesh and muscle in chunks off the victim.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, an arm wouldn't be too bad, but one, a leg, that's hit your femoral artery, it's femoral, isn't it? Yeah. Could hit that, so you're going to bleed to death, although luckily you'll bleed to death quite quickly. But an arm, I feel like it's going to go on for quite a while, but maybe it might not be quite as painful.
This is the one that was the one where I was like, ooh, that's the one where I was just like, oh,
no, I wouldn't like that. But also, when you said Spanish tickler, I thought, are you going to tell me they tickle them to death with a feather?
Yes.
Because it would be a method of torture.
Yeah.
Because you've got really ticklish, but imagine if they did that till you just gave up.
Constantly. Yeah, but that's what, like, some of these names, they're like, they know that they're taking the piss.
Yeah.
But this is why I wrote everything in a little reptile notebook.
I know, I like the notebook.
So I was like, it's so gruesome, but I need something something cute to balance out the torture. But yeah, look at it, look, it's so cute.
It is cute. But yeah, I don't think I'd like that one. Out of the one so far, that's the one I'm liking the least, I think.
Yeah. There's going
to
be...
Because you're not going to die quickly from that either, are you? No. Unless they, like, just so happen to pierce a vital organ straight away.
I imagine that they're going to, like, put salt in the wound as well.
Ooh, just to make it, like, sting and burn.
Yeah, or alcohol.
It'd be worse if it was on your back, I think. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. No, not nice.
No. I can just picture that one as well. Yeah. Whereas the other ones I couldn't...
Yeah, it's quite visual. The image, you're thinking, exactly how would it work?
Mm. Yeah, I don't like that one. So the next one is the collar.
Ooh.
It was used to keep the neck in one position, and it was tightened enough so that it was uncomfortable. It's probably the least gruesome one on here, but obviously after days without being able to lie down, eat or swallow, it became torture.
So was it like spikes in the collar?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it was like a little metal.
So you couldn't
rest
your head back?
No.
Is that where chokers come from?
Oh, maybe. I'm not sure.
Because that's what... I also imagine with it being quite tight, it'd have like a choking effect. Like, not enough to actually choke you.
Yeah, it's not too tight where it's going to kill you. It's just... It will... drive you insane.
I'm also slightly imagining, you know, like a dog collar.
Dog collar. It kind of
it must be
a bit
where
metal.
They're derived from.
Yeah. I mean, some of these, there is one from, I think the Catholic Church. That one is...
evil. Churches are...
But like, you wouldn't think, that one is... I don't like that one.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, I wonder if that's where the choker came from.
Maybe.
I think it is.
Because like when Marie Antoinette was... beheaded, women of that stature started to wear like red ribbon around their necks, so that's kind of like jewelry, so maybe
it's come from torture methods. Okay. It would make sense, wouldn't
it? Make sense. And I guess it could be like an ownership type thing.
Yeah We own you now.
Or you taking it back and like, I own myself.
Maybe. If you survived it, you own yourself.
Okay, this one is not great. This one is the tub, and I think this one might be one of the worst.
Oh, okay.
So a person is bound hand and foot and placed into the tub with only their head sticking out.
Oh.
Their faces were then smeared with honey that attracted flies and other insects. They would then eat the honey and crawl into the openings of the face. The victim was force-fed food and water to keep them alive. So as time went on, they obviously went to the toilet in the tub.
Oh, no.
They're obviously stuck in there with their own...
feces.
Yes. And then this is where maggots would eat the person's decaying body as they were still alive.
You're also really wrinkly because you think if you've been in the bath a bit too long.
Well, you probably, there's nothing left. I think so, like, they're probably all moist down, like, yeah, that part.
I feel like you sort of, like, prolapse.
Yeah. No, it just... That one, when I was reading it, I was like, ugh.
Yeah. But that's actually giving me a bit of a shiver. Because I imagine it'd be really cold as well, yeah, with the water.
Yeah.
So it'd be the flies. Cause
the
you
flies
know
would make little holes.
Face, yeah, and yeah, it itches. Yeah. But that's how it'd start off.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, I'm a bit cold in the water, but it's not too bad. But then over time, they just keep eating away at you. Mm-hmm. So you've basically been eaten alive.
Yeah.
But also, weirdly, you're not drowned, but...
No. I don't think there's water. I think it's just you create the water by going toilet and the... pooing.
Imagine in the summer as well, yeah, it'd be very smelly.
I know.
I don't think I'd even want to observe it because no, I'd just be like, you're stinky.
You're like, ugh. And, oh, just imagine being, I was going to say, imagine being eaten by your ass. Just maggots just eating you.
Oh, no one crawls in and it's like a bit itchy. It'd be like, ugh. It'd be worse if you have got an itch, because I think this is what beget me with most of the torture methods, is if I've got an itch, I'll be like, oh, for God's sake, I'm like, can someone itch it, please?
Yeah, you're fine with the spikes. It's like, I just have an itchy foot. Can you just get the... Can you? It's like, no. Yeah, I didn't like this one. Okay, next up is the breaking wheel, which is also known as the Catherine wheel.
Okay, I have heard of this one before.
Not the firework Catherine wheel. But we do have Catherine wheels, don't we? Fireworks?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure. So this device was used to torture and kill prisoners during the public executions.
Yes.
I put a full stop and there shouldn't be a full stop. This device was used to torture and kill prisoners during public executions, primarily in Europe from antiquity through the Middle Ages into the early modern period. The last known execution by this method was in 1841.
Oh, that's quite... I didn't realise it went on that late.
No, me neither.
I thought it was sort of like 14th, 15th century.
Yeah. The breaking wheel was typically a large wagon wheel with radial...
Wagon wheels. Wagon wheels. It's because I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I do like a wagon wheel.
I love a wagon
wheel. You've got to have a jammy one, though.
Of course. Why would you have the other one?
Yeah. Do they still make them?
I think so. Oh, I don't know.
I always used to have one of them at my grandma's.
Oh,
after school, she was like, do you want a wagon wheel?
I love a wagon wheel. See, around my nanny and papa's house, we always used to have lilt. So I associate lilt with them. And your wagon wheels is your grandma.
Yeah.
That's sweet. No, we should get some wagon wheels.
Yeah. For the next episode.
I am really hungry.
I am. My stomach keeps growling.
I know. Which is, like, we're talking about...
torture. So yeah, we probably should be hungry.
No. We'll probably be put off in a minute. So yeah, a large wagon wheel with radial spikes. Prisoners were tied to the wheel and their limbs were beaten with a club or an iron bar. The gaps in the wheels allowed the limbs to give way and break. Some victims survived for days with broken limbs before finally succumbing to their injuries. Now, it's supposedly named after Saint Catherine, who was tortured on a wheel by Emperor Maxentius for not renouncing her Christian faith. The wheel broke as she was beheaded.
Ooh.
So I don't know if that, like, why it's named after her.
Other than the Catherine bit.
Yeah, her being on it, but she didn't survive it. No, she didn't die on it. She was removed from the wheel.
But maybe it was the first significant time it was used, so that's kind of where it came from.
Maybe. I don't know who Saint Catherine is either, so...
As well, because I know there's a few different ones, but I'm sure there was a variation on the Catherine wheel where they actually attached it to vehicles as well. So, like, they were tortured and then they moved it around, and because they're on a wheel shape.
Oh, it, so they're driving along. Yeah. Maybe. I didn't stumble upon that.
I'm sure there was one. I don't think I'm that messed up that I've just created a torture method in my own head. But if I did... Because imagine, you know, back in the days when they lobbed, like, tomatoes and cabbages. Imagine being stuck on a wheel. One, you'd feel sick going round and round. But two, imagine being pelted by stuff at the same time.
The way you kind of see them, like, the head is kind of above the wheel. So if you're driving along, you're going to be like...
Yeah, it gets trapped. You've got to move your head in time.
Yeah, you're like... Ooh.
But you'd be really disorientated after a little while, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or put my big wheel, like, spin it round.
And then just be like...
Yeah. You know, like, knife throwing?
Yeah. Yeah. And you just whack a limb.
But, like, this time you're deliberately going for a limb rather than trying to miss it.
Yeah. It's a different way to do it.
It's a new game for the fate.
What, in Amelia's Land?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, please don't pick any
I'm
of
not
going
to use you on it.
No, not me. There's some disgusting ones. I mean, okay, this next one is called the saw torture.
Oh, I'm guessing it involves saws.
Yes, this was a form of execution in which the living person was sawed in half,
ooh,
either across the body or along the body's length. I'm not sure which one I'd prefer.
I think downwards, because if they started at your head, they're severing your head first and you die quite quick.
Yeah, but I don't think they would go that way. I think they'd go the opposite way.
But I also feel like even if they did that, they're still going to kill you quicker because they'll eventually get your head. Whereas if they go across your stomach,
you're still your top
half and all your, like, your entrails are hanging out
the
bottom.
But I don't want my...
I don't, but you're going to die quicker that way, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I want it, like,
lengthwise
rather than width.
That makes more sense, but I just...
It's, like, longer because they've got a longer part of the body to go up.
True.
But it will kill you quicker, I think. Well, no, I don't know. Going across the stomach, will your entrails hanging out, will that...
Would you bleed of blood loss?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go into shock.
I don't know if we can really speak to anyone now. Let's find out.
Which would you prefer? And not as if we can practice.
I wonder if they did get a choice.
They'd probably get a choice, but then their choice wouldn't be the way that they did it. They'd be like, which one would you prefer?
Yeah, which one you like, and then we'll do the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the sort of shit I'd do, I think.
No. Tell me which one you'd prefer. We'll do it your
honestly.
Way.
Honestly. Yeah,
we're going to do it the other way.
I mean, yes, we're cutting you up, but we're not that horrible that we wouldn't let you die the way you want to die.
You shouldn't have committed perjury or whatever. So some of the reasons...
You looked at someone funny.
Yes, that is what some of it is. It's whether you're accused of witchcraft is if you are an adulterer. And it's none of that should be punishable by death.
Lying it should about. Have been in those times, Natasha.
Mm.
You heathen.
Oh, you call me
heathen? I'm going to put you on the Catherine wheel. And if that doesn't kill you off, I'm going to saw you in half, but not the way you want to go.
Okay. What if you cut me vertically?
Oh.
That wasn't an option.
I didn't think about that. And that would be relatively quick because it's severed through your heart pretty much.
See?
Oh.
So you're not going to do that, are you? No.
I'm going to start by chopping off each individual toe and then...
I don't like feet, so imagine be like, I don't, you just hold in the toe.
Like, which
like,
one do you want? Do you want the little one first or the big one? This little piggy went to market.
Neither. Okay, next up we have head crusher.
Oh, I already don't like the sound of this.
Obviously the name is pretty self-explanatory. It was essentially a vice that was put on the head, then it's tightened as it slowly crushes the skull and facial bones. Sometimes the punishment would stop just before death would occur, leaving the person with permanent damage to the muscles and bone structure.
I also feel like you might be mentally a bit... Because you're kind of squashing the brain, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you'd be a bit of a vegetable afterwards.
Oh, I just saw what the next one is and I don't like it because it's knees.
But also with that, you know when it's talking about advice, I always imagine, you know when you did a design...
Woodwork.
At school, and it's that big metal vise. Yeah. You put the piece in, and then you tighten it around on the side. That's what I imagine it is.
That's kind of what it's like, just a more mobile one, so you can put it on someone's head, and then you just tighten it.
Didn't they have one as well with screws in? So it was a bit like not a lobotomy, but it is at the same time. Yeah. So like they drive a screw through your skull.
Yeah, I think that's
because people can survive shit like that. People have survived being shot in the head.
Yeah,
can you imagine if you survived that though? A screw in your head.
Well, you shouldn't have committed whatever landed you in the. I know. No, back then it was too extreme. It's like, why would you do that?
I think they just did it fun. Like I feel like it was maybe someone slightly experimenting with things. Like would it kill the person?
Maybe.
And then it's someone thought, oh, that would be a good idea for someone that's done something bad. So then
they'll never do it again.
Yeah. Like, does it work the same for everyone?
Maybe, yeah, because people have different pain thresholds.
Yeah, like some would survive it, some wouldn't. And maybe that was the experiment. That's how it started off. It was an experiment. It wasn't derived as a torture method. Someone was just curious. And then it was like, but who can we try this on? So they were like, criminals.
Mm.
And maybe that's where torture has just come from.
Maybe. You might be onto something. I don't know. Some of these are just
I think it's extreme. A con as well. Yeah.
Like there's one that's the worst thing I've ever had to read and then write down. I'm like, oh no. I think that might be the last one in here, so.
Oh, okay.
We will maybe need some aftercare. Yes. Okay, so the knee splitter,
ooh.
Which I don't like because obviously I told you about my fear of kneecaps being ripped off.
Ooh.
It's similar to that. So it was a popular torture method during the Inquisition. The device was two wooden blocks that were placed in front and behind the knee.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say either side.
Yeah, I thought that's so like misery. Like yeah. The blocks were then connected by two large screws that would be twisted, making the blocks close towards each other. If that wasn't bad enough, spikes were also on the blocks, varying from 3 to 20, so depending on the nature of crime committed by the prisoner.
So it's piercing through the leg?
Yes. What? So this method would render the knee useless.
Oh, so you're crippled at the very least.
Yep.
Oh, I feel like in some ways, well, it'd actually take the whole lower half of your leg off.
Yeah, because then it's just like mush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like bone and... Bleh. Yeah, I didn't like this one. Cause
yeah, and if not, you're going to have the leg sawn off afterwards because the lower half of your leg's going to like be dying, like gangrene.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
No, I don't like that. It does make... It's just you think of the kneecap and something going through it. Yeah. No, don't
see,
like
this
it.
Is my thing. This, I told you about my kneecap being ripped off. I have a fear of it.
Mine's more if it hits the side of my knee at an angle. I feel like it's going to open the... Yes. Or like pop it open like a little door.
Yeah, this is... I don't... I just... Anything with knees, I can't.
No, I must admit, I don't like that. I don't know what's worse. I don't know if I want my head crushing or my knees popped out.
Probably my head crushing.
Yeah. I'd hope I'd die from that. I'll be one of those really unfortunate people that actually survive it. And then I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. You'd be a better person. You'd be there.
I can't do anything wrong. I'd be a fucking vegetable.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be one of the lobotomy people. They're like, oh, yeah, she's fine now.
Yeah.
She wheezes and pews the bed. But, you know... She doesn't talk anymore.
She just grunts.
But this one is a little bit...
Better.
Yeah. It's a pillory or stock.
Right, okay.
So a person is put into a wooden frame that binds their head and hands, making them immobile, unable to get out. They're then left to the mercy of anyone who passes by. Usually things are thrown at them or words are said, and they are called names. They would probably be abused or attacked.
Oh.
So it's a torture method, apparently.
I guess so you just have abuse hurled at you.
Yeah, which I guess is kind of a torture.
It is if you're a very sensitive person. What is it, the horror name? Is it Weepy William?
Weepy William? Oh, yes.
Yeah. If you were like him and someone was like, you've got a funny nose.
Or you're a frog face.
You're a buffoon.
But yeah, I think... That's like the least.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
There's nothing. Yeah.
I can take that.
Okay, similar one is a coffin torture.
Oh. Which is like the sound of I like the name, but I'm not entirely sure I want it inflicting on me.
Okay, it doesn't look like a coffin.
Oh, okay, well now I'm disappointed.
So this is apparently one of the most dreaded forms of torture during the medieval period. It is not a wooden coffin in the ground, it's an iron caged coffin suspended in the air.
Oh.
Again, this method is so that the victim is on public display.
Right, to be humiliated.
To be humiliated again. The accused were put inside the cage, rendering them completely immobile, and the amount of time that they were in there was determined by the crimes they were accused of. Like blasphemy, which was punishable by death.
Well, we're definitely being tortured.
Birds would peck away at them, and passersby could beat them or throw things at them again. So... It's not too bad.
It's not... Did it have spikes inside or were you just suspended in the air?
You're just suspended in the air.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad in terms of the thing. You just got to hope you don't get picked to death.
I think you are left in there until you die, depending on
now I don't crime. Like it. I thought, because you said a coffin thing, I thought they were going to bury you in the ground alive for so long and let you out.
I think it's just because the whole body is restricted.
Yeah. Like you would be, if you were in a coffin.
So, So you could be in there for a little bit or until you're... Death.
I feel like that's a good one for kids if they've been a bit naughty, but no, I don't really leave them in there to die, like just a few hours, but like leave you in a really public place so everyone can lob shit at you, and then maybe like release like a flock of birds at the same time.
Okay.
So it's like maybe you just spend like an hour or 2 hours, but imagine as a kid like you've done something you weren't supposed to do, and then you're like, right, in the coffin.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Like I feel like I definitely wouldn't do that thing again.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So maybe like for short periods of time it's quite a good torture method. But then there'll be one knobhead kid that'll be like, don't scare me.
This one is called the breast ripper.
Oh.
Or the iron spider.
So this is one for us, maybe.
Yes. Obviously used on women who were accused of adultery, self-abortion, hearsay, blasphemy, or accused of being a witch.
Oh, okay. This is definitely happening to us then.
So this metal device had four claws that were heated.
Oh.
And was used to slowly and painfully rip the breasts away.
What?
If the woman didn't die, she would obviously be disfigured.
Now, I'm not sure whether this would be easier for me or you. One, I've got bigger breasts, so there's more to pull off. However, because there's bigger breasts and more to grab, would it rip them off quicker? Whereas yours, I'm hoping they might keep trying to grab.
Yeah, just like, hold on, I need to... You don't have any, so, yeah, to... So
you've not got enough, we can't get a hold of you. Whereas mine, they're just...
Yeah, mine's, they'll just rip off the nipple part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas yours is like everything.
Yeah, it's just coming off whole.
Giant.
Yeah. Pincers.
Or that yours, they'd probably be like, we're going to need a bigger thing.
But it's not going all the way through, the spikes aren't long enough.
No, it's, yeah, so it's also heated iron.
Oh, no.
So you're going to be kind of... branded, so, and ripped off.
The only good thing with that is, mm-hmm, with the heat, is at least it's kind of like sterilizing, you know, like it's burning off. I mean, you know, in the olden, yeah, days where they used to then burn over the top, they've kind of done that already for you.
Okay.
So does that make it a bit better? Like, rather than like having to do it afterwards, like have it sort of, you know, I don't know, like burnt together.
We are having the windows cleaned right now, so that's the noise. But yeah, no, I think being burnt afterwards makes sense because it's stopping the bleeding. Having the...
Is it cauterized? Is that the word?
Yeah, it's cauterizing, yeah, afterwards. But if you cauterize the wound before you even inflict a wound, it's not going to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, I suppose.
Especially because you're ripping off the boob. Yeah.
I don't know who it'd be worse for out of the pair of us. I still feel like yours would just go on forever because...
I don't want to try it. Maybe try and rip your boob away.
I can't, I've got my bra on and there's a window cleaner. If I'm trying to rip my boob off, I'll get you to rip it off. You'll be like, what the fuck's going on in here? We're looking at torture methods. It's perfectly normal.
Yes. No, this is not sexual at all. yes. I don't know. I think it... Maybe they have different sizes, like cup sizes.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. And then maybe... But then, yeah, they'd still struggle with mine.
Yeah, they've got to grab yours. Yeah. Find a way to... Or they might grab a bit, but then it's like, because there's not enough, it sort of slips
keep
and
going.
Moves. Yeah.
Okay, whereas yours is like one
big... Yeah, I feel like they'll spend half an hour... Yours will be dragging out because they'll be spending half an hour trying to grab your boob in the first place. And you'll be like, for fuck's sake, just get on with it.
Yeah.
Although they might end up giving up with yours because they're struggling. But then, with mine... They're just, yeah, they can lob it off quite quick.
Mm. But I don't think they'd be quick.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Unless they've got a quota for the day, then they're like, okay.
Oh, yes, if they're like, yeah, we've got to get through so many today.
Yeah.
They'd have to do mine first before yours, because they'd be like, yours took too fucking long. Or if I get lucky, they might make mine quick, because I might be after you, and they thought, we're not fannying about with this anymore. So they just lob them off.
She took too long, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, no, you almost need like a little video, like a reenactment. Of, like, not on on real breasts, but on something like fake, so we can see how easy it is to grab. So, yeah,
it's like two pinches, it's,
yeah,
like that.
That's what I imagine, yeah. Two above and two below. And it's like a weird grabby
thing.
Or
wouldn't you go sideways? I don't know.
Maybe. But I also imagine, you know those machines in the arcade where it's like the grabby
thing? Yeah.
That's what I kind of imagine, but those heated up.
No, that's more like the pear of anguish. That's what that more looks like.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
But with petals. But anyway, moving on. The next one is the ducking stool.
Oh.
Which is apparently... So this torture method was used a lot in the witch trials.
Okay.
A person was most likely a woman, obviously, tied to a chair or a stool that was attached to a long swinging arm-like structure. So they're far out over a river and then they're dunked repeatedly into the water.
Oh.
Sometimes a bag was placed over the victim's head so they really couldn't catch their breath. So they would inhale the... bags, so it would be waterboarding, I guess.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, because I bet as well the type of bags I would have had, it's like the Hessian sort of sack things. You're actually going to inhale a lot of water, so chances are you get drowning at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think some people may have died that way.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound very dramatic, but at the same time, I also feel like it's a very horrible way to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, none of these sound delightful.
No, I know, but like I feel like it's quite drawn out as well, because you won't necessarily die straight away.
Yeah,
you know, some of the others you're like, yeah, that's gonna kill me pretty quick,
you know, when you accidentally inhale water and then like your lungs are burning.
Oh no, you know the way, you know when you used to go swimming, yeah, it's got chlorine and you like sniffed up on it, like burnt all your throat. Yeah. That's what I imagine.
Yeah, but in your lungs.
No,
constantly.
No. No, I don't like that.
Okay, next one, crucifixion.
Oh, so you're gonna be like Jesus.
Yeah, I completely forgot about this being a torture method slash way to die.
Okay.
So this is the most famous Roman execution method. It was used for centuries. Obviously, victims were nailed to a cross through their hands and feet, or they would be bound to the cross. Then they were left to be pecked by birds and abused by locals.
Yeah, I really would like that.
They would suffer the effects of exposure for days before finally dying.
Yeah, and imagine the heat as well. Well, either way, even if it's cold, you're getting fucking frostbite. Mm-hmm. Were they stripped naked? I feel like that's the sort of thing they did.
That didn't come up. I assume, yeah, because Jesus had the little...
Yeah.
The little thing.
So, and it would be another way to humiliate you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, look, it'd be like literally freezing your tits off.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, not if they've just been ripped off.
Well, probably, yeah, maybe not. But then also in the sun, oh, you get sunburned. Mm-hmm. You're literally sizzling to death. Because mm-hmm. imagine the Midas cross is quite big and you'll almost be suspended kind of in the air to make it even worse.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I definitely wouldn't like that.
Yeah, I imagine there's quite a few crosses next to each other as well. So there's
I think they're lined up. Because didn't they, I don't know how much I remember from what I was taught in school, but I'm pretty sure when Jesus was killed, there was others, wasn't there? Or did I make that up?
I don't know.
I thought there was like three together. I'm sure I don't know if it's just the artwork that they've done for it, but like...
Maybe.
I'm sure there was like three in a row.
Maybe, because yeah, why would they just execute Jesus, not everyone else?
Yeah, I'm sure there was a couple. Mm. I might have made that up, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not religious, so I don't really follow it very closely.
Yeah, maybe. It wouldn't just be one person, it would be multiple. Because then, yeah, you're just going along hammering people in.
Yeah.
Or tying them.
Yeah. And I feel like they line them up first, you know, like with the witch trials, where they drag them and then line them all up first.
Yeah.
And same with, like, gallows, like...
Yeah.
The line of the thing, you wait and you turn. You'd be shitting yourself to be the first one, but I'd also want to be the first one, because at least it's over and done with then. Whereas if you're last, you're like, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, like, oh.
Like, I feel like you'd probably pass out. You get, like, your legs would go, like, jelly, because you're like, I know what's coming.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
I think that in itself would be a torture. It's torture,
yeah. I think that's probably what they do it as well. And then maybe it gets to you, and then you're like, oh, you're tomorrow.
Oh, no, that'd be worse if you got lined up again, but you happen to be the last in the queue the next day as well. You're like, for fuck's sake.
Like, what? It's like, yeah, you're not today.
Maybe they did that with people they really didn't like.
Maybe. Well, I don't think they liked any of these people.
Well, no, but I feel like they did it just for fun anyway.
Mm. Yes, some of these are just...
Weird.
So the next one is the strippado.
Oh, we stripped. Or is it just the name?
I think, yes, you are.
Okay.
So a cord would be tied around the victim's wrist behind their backs, so they're bound behind the back. They would then be suspended. They then would be dropped, dislocating their shoulders.
What? Oh, no.
Severely.
No, I've dislocated my elbow and that's bad enough. No.
So, yeah. I thought this was another one where it goes up the bum. They just dislocate their limbs.
No, no. Don't like it. No.
I think that's the Spanish one. It's the paddle. It's
no, don't like that. Like I said, I've done my elbow a few times and that's bad enough. not as a torture method. I'm just twatting about. Well, it wasn't even twatting about. One time it was another girl's fault, so maybe she was inflicting it as a torture method.
Who got the strippado? Yeah. The next one is crocodile shears.
Oh.
Yes. This is an iron pincer type device with teeth on the insides that resembled a crocodile's mouth. Similar to the iron spider, which is the breast ripper, the shears would be heated up and placed on the victim to tear meat off the body.
Oh, no. I also kind of imagine the hair straighteners with spikes.
Yeah, that's basically what it was like.
Oh, no.
It's really long with lots of teeth.
Oh, and the thing is, you can imagine it would be like ripping as they pull away, because they're not just going to open it and then pull back, they're going to tear it. What? No.
Okay, next up, shrew's fiddle. This is similar to the stocks, and it was mostly used on women who men deemed were worthy of this punishment.
Oh, so that's all of us.
It's a small stock type device that goes around the neck and the wrists in front rather than at the sides.
Right, okay.
Okay. Oh, so it wasn't connected to anything else, so the victim was free to move around, but she couldn't feed herself or defend herself from anything.
Oh, right, okay. So we'll come around and smack her in the face.
Yes, or something else.
Or if you fall over as well, you can't even really put your hands out to stop yourself from falling.
No. Yeah, because the way... It wasn't clear, like, if it was in front or behind, but I'm assuming the wrists are in front of you.
Yeah, I think that's worse than behind.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Because it's like you can halve, your body goes to put yourself out there to...
You're close enough to where you think you can feed yourself, but you can't.
Yeah, no, I think that's how they've done it, because that's more torturous than behind. At least behind, you know, you just give up, don't you?
Yeah. I just saw the name of the next one. This is thumb screws or the pillywinks.
Ooh.
vice-like type of device that would be used to crush the thumbs.
Ah, I also feel like that would work quite effectively on your big toe.
Yes. When I looked at it, I thought it was a device where you put your balls into and then tie.
Oh, no, but it would probably work the same way.
That's what it looks like. It looks like it's like two, where you put like two little things in and then you tighten it.
That's you could probably still do it with your boobs as well.
They're not that small. Can my nipples in? Oh, the next one. The tongue tearer.
Oh, no. Oh, you don't like the sound of this.
This device was stuffed into the mouth, tightened down until it held the tongue in place, then it was gradually and slowly pulled away, tearing the tongue out of the victim's head.
Maybe when Leanne had a tongue split, she maybe should have used a form of this torture to do it.
Oh, maybe. Like, yeah, tongue, tear the tongue. Well, she's kind of done it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that one. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that one kill. It might kill you if it...
No, I think you bleed heavy. I think you're more at risk from infection, aren't you? Mm.
Most of these are infections. Because your tongue could
kind of grow back.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
To be fair, your tips of your fingers can grow back as well.
Hmm. Yes.
Fun fact.
Okay, this one is the Malay boot.
Oh.
This is.
Do you get booted at the bottom?
No, this one doesn't involve an anus, no.
Oh, okay.
This boot is made of wood or metal, sometimes lined with spikes, and would be tightened around the foot, causing the bones to break and the foot to be mashed up.
No.
Okay. Next up is the rack. This is a rectangular wooden frame or table-like device that the victim was tied to. The hands and feet were tied to a roller-type thing, which was rolled away from the victim.
Oh, this is where they split them, like they pop them open.
Causing
their limbs. I was going to say, I really like this one, but...
causing their limbs to be pulled out of their sockets and then were left to think of their sins.
Yes. This is the torture method, obviously. Some of them we already know about. But this one is kind of... It's not funny, but you know... You know when you watch it in films, you're like, oh, that would hurt. Yeah. But also, like, some of the faces, obviously, I know it's more theatrical thing, and maybe they weren't pulling those faces in actual real life, but it's a bit funny. You know when you think, you just think, like, pop, like, yeah. Little
pop. Sounds. Pop doesn't sound like it's going to hurt. It's like, you're going to pop.
Yeah. I feel like that was quite a common one as well.
Yeah, I think that was one of the I think the
that's why we know
ones.
About it. Well, I know about it before.
Yeah. So the next one is the picture that I showed you.
Yes.
A weird thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Scavenger's Daughter. This name is a bit of a mystery, but the inventor's name was Skevington, so that's maybe where it comes from.
Well, so, no, he didn't do it to his own daughter, did he?
I hope not. There's like barely anything on this. So the device was used to wrap a person into a crouch and then crush them into a tiny ball.
It's almost like fetal position.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this was used during the reign of Henry VIII.
Oh, definitely him, because he's a knobhead.
Yeah, but I don't remember, like, hearing about that, though.
No, I would
not that I'm from that time, but...
No, like, when you learn about it. But then again, is that because in school they try to leave some of it out and...
Yeah, so like you said, you're in the fetal position and then you've got that metal thing going around your back and then crushed.
Yeah, and it's crushing you together. Yeah,
doesn't look very nice.
No. But then maybe, I feel like it'd take a long time as well, because you're in the fetal position, you're kind of initially protecting your organs, so it's going to take a long time. Mm-hmm. I also feel like it's going to dig into you, like cut into you.
Yeah, probably.
Because even though it's only metal, like you imagine a metal band, over time it's going to start off, it's a bit pinchy, and then eventually it would like sever you.
Yeah.
Depending on how tight they went with it. Like, or it digs in so much that it maybe like digs into your shin, so it's like embedded in your skin. That's what I imagine.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It just... I was like, oh. Okay, this is the one I was on about with the church.
Okay.
I don't like this one. It's called the heretic's fork.
Right, okay.
So this device was one that the church obviously liked. It was a collar that was attached to the victim's neck and a double-ended two-pronged fork was attached to the collar, placing in between the lower jaw and the throat.
So I know that's going through the bottom of your mouth.
Here and here. Yeah. So obviously, if you lower your head, it'll kill you instantly. If you're lucky. The heretic's fork was a macabre way of keeping the sinners looking up at God. So they're constantly like that.
Oh, okay. I wondered as well if it was like, in terms of like crime, if they said something they shouldn't. So it's like, it's keeping your mouth shut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a good way, because the church is like, we didn't do anything. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, you got like two prongs here. Oh, two prongs here. So
but then forced. Maybe if that was that, and like, cause I feel obviously they've done it for hours, because otherwise it wouldn't be torture. I'd maybe just piss through and just be like, you know what? I live in squalor anyway. It's like, you've not even got a toilet.
So you're going to look down?
Yeah, try and crush it together.
Oh.
You, like I said, if you hit your jugular vein or go up through your nose into your brain.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Because if not, if you get tired and then, like, you know, when you, like, little old people, like, nod off.
Yeah, but you could kind of, like, fall asleep like that.
But I feel like they put you in a position that you'd have to fall forward into the spikes.
True. Yeah, because either otherwise way, that's not...
it just defeats the object, doesn't it? You just lay with your head back.
Yeah, because you've got two spikes going into, like, your collarbone area. Yeah. Two into your jaw. Yeah, don't like that one.
But yeah, I do feel like that was for probably a method use, someone that said something they shouldn't. Because it's very around keeping your mouth shut, isn't it?
Mm. And, like, we all know about the church and what they don't, well, shouldn't be doing.
Yes.
So maybe.
I feel like they probably use most of these torture methods anyway.
Yeah. I think you found a thing in their plot. They're like, oh, it's keeping sinners looking up at God. Not to keep their mouth shut. No. No. Okay, this one is not great.
Oh.
This one is rat torture.
Oh. Oh, do you feel like something's crawling over me? No.
So prisoners were restrained and tied down. A rat, which is usually a starving rat, was then placed on the stomach. Placed on the stomach of the person, and then that was covered by a metal container, which was gradually heated up. This caused the rat to try and find a way out, which inevitably meant going through the victim's body.
Oh, no. And they're also going for knee bowel first. But
digging through usually took a few hours, resulting in a painful and gruesome death. Yeah.
No, don't like that.
This is why it's in my reptile notebook. I was like, oh no.
Oh, imagine being eaten alive by a rat. I think I'd rather be pecked by a bird.
Mm. Especially when, like, you can feel it digging.
Rat. Or if it runs, like, over your face. But no.
It's not over your face.
No, I know, but...
I know. It's contained in here.
What
so
if...
it's going through your body. What?
It was between your legs.
Oh no.
And it crawled in.
Hmm.
But...
No.
And it was just wiggling around.
Oh, no.
I would hope by the time we got to... How did the stomach acid not kill it off? Because it's very... You're very toxic inside.
It might have done. Or maybe they did it a little bit lower down, so it's like intestines.
Yeah, but then I still have a fear that it's going to crawl inside me.
I mean, yeah, it probably is. Probably will do. And then it'll eat its way through. Well, one, it's hungry. Two, it's trying to find a way out. You're just made of fleshy stuff. Mm. It's going to go through you. Hey, I'm not doing this.
I'm glad we don't still use these.
No. Okay. The next one is Iron Bull.
Oh.
Victims were placed inside the device, which is a metal... But basically, the size of a bull is made out of metal. Right, and a person is put inside.
In the same shape?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks exactly... It's made to look like a bull.
Okay.
Okay. And this... So, obviously, underneath the belly of the bull...
Yeah.
A fire was lit.
Oh, no, you're heating up.
Yep. An event in the Iron Bull's nostrils allowed the victim to breathe, but this also amplified their screams, which sounded like the bull's bellows as the victim slowly cooked. So, yeah, it's...
And that's a long one as well, because you're going to sizzle for a while.
Yeah, so, like, you're trying to get to, like, away from the fire, but it's metal. The whole thing's conducting heat.
And there's smoke coming out. They should have done it a dragon shape, so you look like a fire-breathing dragon.
Maybe. But then that's, you have to build, like, a massive dragon. But a bull...
They could have a little dragon.
Maybe.
Yeah, these aren't very nice. And actually, a dragon would be better because you'd almost be in a slightly upright position, which means you get your feet first, so it's not touching any organs. So you heat up from the bottom to the top, which takes even longer. But you're roaring and screaming at the same time, so you're a fire-breathing, roaring dragon.
Oh, so you're thinking that way?
Yeah.
I was expecting, like, a dragon laying down.
I mean, you could all still sit somehow. In there, like, you'd sort of be...
patched.
Like, yeah. Be an angry dragon.
So, yeah, it's basically the size of a bull, but it's metal. It's a little grate you got to go through, and then close it, start a fire.
Not nice.
No. It's torture.
No, this is interesting, because there's a lot of these I hadn't heard about.
Mm. I am leaving a few out, because that's some of, like, it's execution rather than torture.
Okay. So it'd be like a part two.
Yes. And then last... And probably maybe the most worst one. That's not correct
term. That's
not
words.
That's not words, no. The
most horrific.
Yes. This one is the lead sprinkler.
Oh, so lead as in, like, lead you died by?
Yep.
Like, you know, in the kids' toys. Okay.
Yep. So this is a small metal ball filled with holes on the end of an iron rod.
Ooh.
The ball filled with molten lead.
Oh, no.
Or boiling oil. and used to dribble the searing liquid onto the victim's body.
Oh no, I really wouldn't like this.
Usually this torture ended by pouring molten silver into the victim's eyes, killing them instantly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the mouth.
No.
Because the mouth would have this pretty much the same effect. Oh, that'd all go down your esophagus. Nope, don't like it.
So yeah, I was like, which one do I end on? And I was like, not although one it's still cool,
then
bad.
They could then like preserve the head. See, they missed a trick here because they could have done it over the whole head, preserve the whole skull, and then they'd had like cool silver skull jewelry to have like around the house, like ornaments. Maybe they did. There's somewhere now with a metal skull in the house, thinking it's just like made out of metal, and actually it's someone's head inside.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Because that's what they kind of think with the Roman statues, that they look so like people, that is, people are entombed in them.
I mean, that would be a clever way of entombing. It would also be a really good way to get rid of someone that you didn't like.
Exactly.
Because you've literally hidden them in plain sight.
Exactly.
Like, I created some art.
Yeah,
so. I was questioning you.
Does that look like Roman? Yeah, it is, yeah, it does look like Roman. Yeah. Have you seen him? So,
no. I don't. I think he went on holiday, actually.
Yeah. I'm not sure where he's gone. But, like, you could use this as a missing person. Yeah,
like a cardboard cutout, but.
Yeah.
You know, a very realistic,
very
one.
Detailed. Yeah, I know. I'm really good
it's
at
it. It's
almost
like a bit of a Medusa, like been turned to stone.
Yep.
Ooh, I quite like this. Maybe.
Would they be alive? They have to be alive, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, because then you can get them like moving posing, into position. Like...
Posing. But then how would you like cover them in concrete?
Because if you poured it marble. Quick enough, like a big.
Yeah, that's why scoop. They're all kind of like arms like that. Okay. But yeah, that is the. Not the top 10. Best ones, but the ones I could find.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't like any of these.
No, I mean, they're not designed to be nice, are they?
No.
But they're interesting. Yeah, a lot of those I hadn't heard of. You obviously heard of the most popular ones, but yeah. No, I liked that. In a weird way.
I know, I'm just thinking of food. And like, I can't think of food when we just spoke about that, but I'm starving.
I know. Maybe we are just a little bit deranged. I feel like we weirdly, I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to partake or be on the receiving end of the torture, but I also feel like maybe it was so popular because like we're a bit curious about
it. This is what I'm saying,
so like
people would
people like to watch.
This is why people would go to executions.
Is this why they just started the witch trials? They were a bit bored, they ran out of things.
I think so, because I think you're going to touch up on it, so I don't want to really go into too much detail, but in the Salem, it might be the Salem witch trials, but some of them only start because there's some girls like spreading rumors. So I don't want to like get too, because we're going to touch
but
on
it
that
is, but I think a lot of it is
they're bored
they want something to do pretty much. I think that's where most of it is. Even with executions, I think obviously a lot of it is like you need to have punishment, but I don't think punishment by death was the first thing to come across.
No,
it was more like shaming a person.
Yeah,
and then someone was like, they killed them but found a bit of a funny way to do it, and then someone was like, this is a bit funny, like this is quite fun to watch.
Maybe not funny, I think they probably say
I think
fun
there's a
to
curiosity
watch. Yeah, it's curiosity, but think about it, they don't have anything we have now. We
no,
don't, have,
don't have any entertainment, and in a weird way we are also watching it because we like to watch like crime documentaries and like read about this stuff and hear about it. So we're just doing it in a different format. Like for them, they wouldn't have had an audio or... No. And most people couldn't read, so there would have been some sort of book, but everyone would have read them. So actually physically going to see it, it's like a weird cinema.
Yeah, exactly. It's immersive cinema.
Yeah. Should we go watch some horror? What do you want to go and see?
You might get some blood on you.
Yeah.
It's like the 3D, 4D effect. Yeah.
Smelly vision.
Oh, especially with the tub one.
But yeah, I think that's what it was. It was a form of entertainment. That's why so many people gathered to watch it.
It's probably a way to, like, maybe the prisons are overrun, so then, like, we need to, like, maybe start doing something about it.
But it is so effective. One, like, you've combined, one, it's entertainment. One, it gets rid of your whole prison problem. Three, it also stops people, it doesn't stop people from committing crimes, but it deters people from committing crimes, because you'll be like, well, I don't want that to happen to me.
But, like, some of them weren't even crimes. Like, but blasphemy, hearsay.
But that's it, it puts in fear in people.
Self-abortion.
Yeah.
Well, we're heading back to that time now, aren't we?
I know. But I don't know. But it is, it's that whole thing of, obviously, they did get people for no reason, but also I bet it would have stopped a lot of crime from happening, because, well, I'll be honest, if someone said to me, like, I don't know, if you looked at someone a bit funny, they're gonna put lots of sparks in you, I'd be a bit like, okay, I'm gonna be very conscious of how I look at everyone. I'd be wearing sunglasses all the time, basically.
I think we should bring back people who look at you weird. We should maybe bring back a torture for them.
Oh really, do you think?
Yeah, no, that'd be a great way. No, because like
what, like a bitchy sort of up and down sort of girl look?
There's no need for that.
It's petty.
Yeah,
It's just a little spike. So
maybe they can have the breast one.
Oh no, that's a bit extreme. I was thinking more just like sit on a spike.
Yeah. I don't know. I think still go for the breast. And then put them on that thing, the weighted down by your feet one, the pyramid thing.
Okay, you're a bit extreme. That is the donkey chair.
She should have looked at me fully first. There was no need.
No. But that's how it happens. She looked at me weird. She's going on the chair. And then you've made her go on the chair. So now you're going to be tortured. And then.
But I was going anyway because I'm a witch. So it's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
I have a mole.
But I think all of it is... I have moles too. I was looking at me earlier. And I was like, look, there's so many.
You've been killed multiple times. You have.
I have. It's the hearsay and the blasphemy and the witchcraft and the adultery.
Moles, yeah. Familiar.
Basically, you're a woman.
Yeah, you exist as a woman, mm-hmm. So you are a heathen,
mm-hmm.
And you must be tortured for it, Natasha.
This is why it's lucky that we live now.
Yes and no. Yes, in terms of the four types of torture and death, but also there's just lots of other ways of torturing people now, mm-hmm. in the forms of social media. Because you look at it, like, you know, like, you listen in the news, like, in terms of, like, kids and, like, bullying, like, it is a whole new way, like, you can't really get away from it.
No.
Because, like, this, like, if you knew you were going to have a spike for you, you could maybe try and run away first. Exactly. And hide. Like social media, unless you completely rid yourself of it, you can't. Plus, it can also reach a wider audience. Yeah. So, like, if you ran away somewhere else, you can't necessarily hide.
Yeah. And again, like, yeah, having social media that's giving people opportunity to torture you. But then if you... Yeah, so social media is, like, obviously a way that they're going to use to torture you. So then you don't have it. But then in a way that... So you don't have it. That's a way of being tortured because you're not allowed it, because if you have it...
Yeah, you're singled out.
Yeah. Like you said, there's ways of torturing now.
Just a whole different version. It's never really gone away. It's
more
just,
mentally.
Yeah, but yeah, we've adapted it. Rather than physical torture, it's more a mental torture.
Yeah, which could be the worst. It's
not necessarily any better.
No.
Yeah, because it doesn't... Well, it could kill you, depending on how far you took it.
Exactly.
But in theory, it doesn't kill you. It just prolongs your suffering.
Yeah.
If anything, actually, I think the mental torture is worse.
Yeah, exactly. I think
we should have included that on the list.
Mental torture. Well, I did a little bit where they used to show people beforehand that, like, this is going to happen to you.
Yeah. And this is it's so much... It's about shaming, isn't it?
Shaming.
And obviously the whole idea of shaming is that you're shamed and it's shameful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's... That in itself is just as bad. It's the fear of the shame.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time.
I don't know. It's just... Yeah, mental torture is probably... the most significant, because it can last with you longer than being put to death in a torturous way.
Yeah, because like in a physical torture, effectively you either die or survive and that's it, you're done. But like with a mental torture, you put up with it for so many years, or you end up having to take it into your own hands, in which case you've then got to get over that hurdle.
Yes, and also in a way it can affect every aspect of your relationship and life.
Yes.
So that's another way it can be torture.
Yeah, whereas physical torture, even though it might bring shame kind of a bit to the rest of the family, it's more the individual, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's more personal, I think.
And it should never bring you shame, just because your brain's wired differently.
Yeah, I don't know. But people are weird, aren't they?
People are weird.
I think we've never got out of that need to torture people.
No.
It's just, it was kind of frowned upon in public, so we just pretend that we don't do it anymore.
Oh, you mean like you message people?
Petty comments. But that's stuff, it. It's like everyone goes, oh, like saying this is like really bad, or like doing this is really bad. Like going back to medieval periods, they were such horrible people. But actually, we look at what we've got. Yeah, we haven't grown out of it. No. We've just not evolved, but adapted, I think.
And that's the thing. We cannot judge them for how they were then.
Yeah.
Because in the future,
we haven't changed. No. I think a part of it is our DNA.
And the way we're made up.
No matter how much we try to be nice to people, there'll always be an element. It'll never completely go away.
No.
So that's why I think it's wrong when people go, oh, the medieval times and like whatever, we're not even just that. Even Greek and Roman, the torture, you know, like gladiators, all that stuff, everyone goes, oh, it's so terrible, but I don't think we've really moved on.
No. I used to love watching gladiators, by the way.
Yeah.
Gladiators. It's such a cool film. Cool TV show. Yeah, and they tried to bring it back and then it wasn't so good.
But I think that's a problem when you do remakes. You never make it as good as the original.
Especially because it was so good from a 5-year-old's perspective, and then whenever they brought it back, it's not so great.
But that's it. I think when you see it originally, like, you have something in your head, and they bring it back later, it's a bit like, oh, it's not as good as I remember. But is it not as good because you're waiting for it to be as good as the original?
Yeah,
because you have high expectations.
Yeah, because I always wanted to hit someone with like those giant cotton bud looking things.
Javelins?
No, In Gladiator. In Gladiators.
Oh!
Where they stand on the beams and they've got those like giant earbuds.
Yes.
And the cotton.
I can't think what they're called, but yeah, I know what you mean now.
Whacking each other. That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be. Like, you've got like Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be quite
not Gladiator with the Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix, not the film.
Okay. It's, yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's some things in history that definitely, like I said, that, like these torture matches, you probably shouldn't be bringing them back.
Mm.
But I also don't think, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think they're that horrendous.
No, they're not.
Some of those, like I said, didn't seem too bad. But yeah. No, it was very interesting.
Thank you.
And I've enjoyed learning about some of these new torture methods. I'm not sure. Like,
a torture teacher.
Ooh.
A torture teacher. I can't even say it. Torture teacher.
There you go. It's your new job. Write that on your CV.
Ooh. I wonder if I'd get hired by, like, MI5.
No, you get hired by the Catholic.
I would get hired by the Catholic. I don't agree with anything that you're doing. But yeah, I enjoyed... I didn't enjoy it.
No, we enjoy it because it's in us to enjoy the sort of gory shit that is. If you didn't, you wouldn't be listening to anything like this.
Of course. But yeah, enjoying it is the right word. I learned something and I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, it's good. I like it when you learn something new.
Like I said, this is why it's in my Raptor notebook, because it needs to be cute on the outside and then it's all hell on the inside.
Which is exactly what it was for half these people, because you were on hell on the inside. I don't know, you're a bit mushy, if not at the least a bit holy. But yeah. No, so. I've enjoyed this, and I look forward to a part two.
Good, because it's going to be about execution.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. we never know how to sign these off. Thank you for listening. In the meantime, keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.